Hey guys, happy Friday. Can you believe we are coming into what is one of the busiest weekends of the year? Not only is it Black Friday, it's also F1, Dubai Active, and Baseball United. We'd love to see you down at any of those events happening throughout the weekend. And of course, our big stories for you today, we'd love you to take a listen to. National Holiday has been announced, a new metro line is coming, the tunes we've been vibing to, an incredible circus is on the way, as well as we sat down with the incredible Yana Levenseva. She talked to the pros and cons of Instagram success and how she actually got started, which is very interesting. Please take a listen. Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Of course, our big news for you today. We have all of the details on the upcoming UAE national holiday weekend.
And a new metro line has been confirmed.
We're talking about the tunes and artists that we're vibing to right now.
And there is an unmissable circus happening in Al Ain.
Also, later in the show, we'll be joined by Yana Levenseva, excuse me, who's here to talk about the pros and cons of Instagram success and also becoming a mom. That's all coming up later in the show. But of course, today is Friday, leading into what might be one of the busiest weekends of the year. If you're watching the show, tell us, what are you up to? Are you going down to F1? Are you going to be joining us at Baseball United later on today? What about Dubai Active? What are your plans?
Yeah, so many things happening today. So many things happening tomorrow, and so many things happening after tomorrow. The entire weekend is crazy.
It's crazy. I think you're either going to be one of two people. You're either hitting any of these huge events which you've just spoken about. By the way, if you want to get a taster of F1, go on to our stories and Love and Abu Dhabi stories. Mayar was down there yesterday. She saw Tiesto. She saw Ava Max. It looked phenomenal.
Wow.
So for a taster now, you're either going to hit all of this stuff or you're sitting at home. Doing Black Friday sales.
And going to the Black Friday sales.
And going to Black Friday sales.
Yeah. And you're also going to baseball, which you'll see us.
That's what I mean. Are you out and about? Are you sales shopping? What about you?
Me? I'm with you. Well, I'm doing both. So I will be doing the baseball, and then I will be doing the Black Friday.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of both. Like one event, pick something, busiest weekend of the year, get involved, and then spend the rest curled up in your duvet. Because, guys, along with everything that's going on, there's also a chance of rain tonight. 60% it could happen, and a little bit throughout the weekend. You heard it here first.
Love in Dubai breaking news. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Well, we're having rain today.
So are you a Black Friday shopper?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Somewhat. Maybe not 100%, but I'm taking this opportunity.
Sitting on the fence there, Ali.
I usually go for electronics on Black Friday because those are the best deals. That, like, there's something that I like wanted over the year, and I just wait for, like, until there's like a 40% or 30% discount on it, and then I just buy it.
I'm the same. Whenever it gets to these types of sales, I don't look for kind of like the fast fashion stuff. It's always if I have a bigger, I'm eyeing up hair straighteners at the moment. I think now is the time.
Yeah.
Now is the time to
shoot
that.
Now is the time. You just order it tomorrow, khalas, you get it, you know?
And it's Christmas present time. Guys, good morning. We love to see your comments before, during, and after the show. Alex, good morning, Dubai. Safazi, thank you for complimenting our background. Of course, we're leading into UAE National Day holiday, which is why the background has changed. Which brings us to our top story today. Last night, I was in bed when I got a WhatsApp announcement through Love in Dubai that, guess what? There has been an update on the UAE private sector holidays. We have all of the details on the public and private sector holiday. UAE residents will be getting a three-day weekend for UAE National Day. December 2, 3 and 4, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday will be a paid public holiday for the private sector.
There was initially some confusion when the private sector holidays were announced for just December 2nd and 3rd, Saturday and Sunday.
This was followed by a public sector announcement that said government employees who could work from home could do so on Friday, December 1, along with an official day off on Monday, December 4 for public sector employees. And we thought that was it. We were like, that's it. December 2 and 3 for us, December 1 to 4 and a half-ish for the public for the public sector.
And then last night, An update came through. The official account for the Ministry of Human Resources and Emeritization announced an update on public holiday, on the public holiday for the private sector on UAE's 52nd National Day, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of December will be a paid holiday.
So I think that's music to the ears of everyone. I think that we were all looking forward to either one day, we thought maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's actually now going to be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So get your ducks in order if you have holidays, potentially looking at moving them. But officially confirmed, full stop, signed, sealed, and delivered, Saturday, Sunday, Monday of next week, December 2, 3, and 4, are paid public holidays for the private sector.
Woo!
You!
Yes. I was like, when I saw the post, I'm like, yes, yes, we have a holiday. Thank God.
So needed. Look, it is the busiest time of year and it's coming in. This is kind of feels like holiday season.
Yes.
And it was announced by MOHRE last night. So congratulations to the UAE on what will be the 52nd yes. National Day weekend, which is so exciting. There'll be so much going on. This is the holiday season and we were so excited to deliver that news last night.
Yes, I said that yesterday and I will say it today again. But this time I will say one line in Arabic. كل عام والإمارات بخير. Basically, I said every year, Emirat in, let's say, wellness, good, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I said something positive. I'm very bad.
I have
at,
no doubt.
I'm very bad at translating.
I have no
Arabic.
Doubt. Is it like prosperity, maybe?
Yes, yes, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I wish well. Something like that. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you very much, Ali.
No problem.
To me and yours, to my yours. however, Dubai doesn't stop and we are always innovating. We are always yes. looking at progress. And what was rumored was now also confirmed last night. So last night was big on the news front.
Yes. So we see, we hear these questions. Dubai is expanding. So is there going to be a metro line, you know, somewhere across the, you know, the further away from Sheikh Zayed and all that? And well, here you go, my friend. There's an announcement. There was a huge announcement. Dubai just dramatically announced the new metro blue line. There was a big show on the Dubai Creek Harbor this evening, last night, and it had the words blue line and 2023 flashing across the sky, along with His Highness Sheikh Mohammed and the Dubai Metro.
What a way to make the announcement of the new metro line. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this, and this confirms that the Blue Line project is officially in the works, aka Dubai is about to get a lot more accessible. So here's what we know so far about the Blue Line. So we had this information actually previously, we just didn't have the definite confirmation. It's going to be called the Blue Line, and the scheme will extend the existing red and green lines as well.
It will extend the green line from Creek Station, which is in Al Jaddaf, and go on to the Dubai Creek Harbor development and continue through Ras Al Khor, International City, Dubai Silicon Oasis and Academic City before concluding near the Desert Rose project. The line will have 11 stations. On the other side, the red line side, it will connect the last station, Rashidiya, to Mardif City Center and continue through Mardif and Warqa before joining the Green Line extension in International City. The project was put on hold during the COVID-19 pandemic and reactivated in early 2022 when UK-based Atkins and Grimshaw, US-based Parsons and Francis Igis restarted the design work.
So we always talk about where to put your spend in property. Mm. Now, if I had spend to put, I would be looking at these locations. So Dubai yes. Creek Harbour is obviously a beautiful destination. It's not that accessible yet via public transport, but this changes everything. So expect property prices there to shoot up. Then Ras Al Khor, International City, Dubai Silicon Oasis and Academic City before it concludes at the Desert Rose project. That really extends the city. And we can imagine that that's where infrastructure will then surround the blue line.
Exactly.
The blue line. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. The now, like you said, investors. Happy, very happy. This is good news for them. And also good news for the people that are living in those areas that, you know, usually they would take public transport. Now they have another means of public transport that they can get around to in Dubai in a fast, very fast way as well.
So it's amazing. We don't have a D date on this yes. just yet. Imagine it's going to take a good few years, but the confirmation is there in terms of the investment into the development has been confirmed. So in a couple of years, how many years would you suggest it's going to take? 5?
Maybe. Well, I would name.
At an absolute guess. If we think construction for the Burj started, took 7 years, and that's...
If Dubai, I would say 3 to 5. Yeah, maybe even 2. I wouldn't be surprised.
I have absolutely no idea. if you want more information on the exact locations, do check out our Instagram feed where the news is, along with the confirmation on the public holiday news, which I know a lot of you have questions about. It's 3 days. And next up, guys, it's Friday, and... Sometimes we talk about the best way to hear about new podcasts, and sometimes we talk about the best way to learn about new books, and whether it's word of mouth or whether it's, you know, having a book club. So we've actually decided to take a segment to talk about tunes and artists, musics that we're vibing to right now with people that you may not have heard of. So today, Ali, I want to take the chance to talk to you about Dina Ayada. Have you heard of her?
No.
Have you, has anyone heard of her?
Let me Google her. How about you?
I'm sure it might be one of those ones where maybe you've heard some of her songs.
Maybe, yeah.
So this is an artist I'd love you guys to take a listen to. She's actually on fire at the moment, from a billboard in Times Square to major co-signs with A-list artists. So she's actually got 140,000 followers on Instagram and TikTok. And she's got a new EP, Superstar. It's just dropped, so I'd like you to take a listen. It's got 8 solo tracks. And they kind of reflect, which I think is really cool about her, they reflect her personal experiences, experimentation, and growth over the last 9 months, which I think if you give a listen, you'll kind of understand more. I think sometimes it's hard to explain music. So Dina Ayada, give it a listen. Did you take a look?
Yeah. She's apparently 19. She's a 19-year-old.
That's the thing. And her music is so developed for a 19-year-old. She's incredibly passionate. Super cool.
Yeah, it's written here like, she's a 19-year-old musical powerhouse from Belgium and fluent in 5 languages. Wow.
That's what I mean. She's super smart.
Yeah, and her tunes take inspiration like from American hip-hop. Her global vision has earned her like co-signs from heavyweights like Kanye West, Playboi Carti, Ty Dolla $ign, and more, you know? Wow.
This is the thing. So she's actually already had some really cool kind of collaborations, and, you know, people are like picking up on her tracks. So if you want to take a listen, Dina Ayada, you'll find her. And this is just the beginning for her, we think. So I'd love you to take a listen. And also just let us know what you think, and if you have any tunes that you'd want us to take a listen to. I'm always here for that. I want to share Spotify playlists. I want to share, you know what I mean? Because it's the best way to learn about new music.
Exactly. I think you can learn a lot from a person and enjoy music taste from each other, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking, by the way, we just mentioned Kanye West. He's in town at the moment. We've just had a photo of him at Atlantis the Royal in Nobu, and he's actually been spotted once or twice recently. And apparently he's shooting his album in Saudi, and maybe a little bit here in the UAE as well. So super cool on that one. If you want to get those photos, we're going to share a couple of them later on today on our Instagram feed. So do wait to check them out. But next up on our agenda today, we're giving you some super cool things happening this weekend. And one of them is the Great Circus of Europe. It's happening right now, and it is seriously unmissable.
Yes. The Great Circus of Europe is a breathtaking spectacle that fuses timeless circus traditions with cutting-edge performances. Gandhi's Great Circus of Europe has been producing circus productions for over 100 years, and this crew are on the 4th generation. So you know they are going to be good. And guests will be spellbound by world-class acrobats, mesmerized by mind-bending contortionists, and thrilled by fearless daredevils.
We've spoken recently about how cool the circus is. And when you go here, you can marvel at the grace of the aerialists and laugh along with their talented clowns. So whether you're a seasoned circus enthusiast and you went all throughout your childhood, which I certainly did, or you're a newcomer to the magic of the Big Top, this promises to be non-stop entertainment for the entire family. The Great Circus of Europe is happening now. It's running until December 16th. Tickets start at just 75 dirham. So if you're looking for something spectacular and memorable to do this weekend and until December 16th, we'd recommend going and checking that out.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So as we said, there's a lot of things happening. Get your tickets and go, people. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your time. A lot of events are happening in Dubai.
I think get your tickets to the Great Circus of Europe. Mm. If you don't have F1 tickets now, maybe you'll be able to wrangle a few. But if not, Ali and myself will be down at Baseball United today from 2 o'clock until 6 p.m. We're going to have a bit of fun in the fan zone and then also obviously catching the baseball, which is happening for the first time in the region tonight at 7 o'clock. It's kickoff time, so we're so excited for that. Tomorrow again we'll be there. Dubai International Stadium has been transformed into a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
For the first time ever. It looks phenomenal. So we're super excited, so do join us down there this weekend. It's 8:46 on Friday morning. The show is not over yet. Right now we're going to be joined by the one and only Yana Levensava, who's talking the pros and cons of Instagram success and also becoming a mom. We're super excited to have her on the show. She'll be with us right after this very short break. Hey guys, welcome back to Love in Dubai show. Our next guest has taken Instagram by storm. She's a talented model, photographer, makeup artist, and travel blogger with over 1 million followers. She's not only one of the most popular Instagram stars, but she's also just opened her restaurant in Bali. Welcome to the show, Yana. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Not at all, thank you. Also, we know that you are 8 months pregnant, so
yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much
for coming in. How are you feeling?
Actually, I'm really good because this is my second pregnancy, and when I first been pregnant, it was super active. So I used to travel around like 30 countries, and my last month was in South Africa. So I was walking, I was climbing, I was traveling, so it's okay. I cannot just lie down and relax.
Amazing. Busy woman.
Yeah.
1 million followers on Instagram. Like, when did you first start going as a social media star?
Actually, I started 9 years ago, and it wasn't for purpose. I was like a young girl, and I didn't go to university, so I just started to travel very like young, like when I was 18. I started to earn money on 15, and then I wanted just to see the world and to think, how can I earn money, not like to come back to my home city, because it was boring and small for me, if you know what I mean. And after, I decided that I want to see the world, and you know, like I was alone, I was traveling alone because all my like classmates or like university mates where I used to study like only 2 weeks, they couldn't travel with me because someone didn't have money, someone like was on work. And when I travel alone, I just post beautiful pictures on Instagram because before, you know, everyone put selfie or just the food, and it was so funny. And after, I just like started to post what I think, like my mind, like something about the routes that I travel around, because, you know, for example, 9 years ago, Iceland was something like another planet, but now it's like super popular destination. And when I started to post it, people just started following me because algorithms were different. And if you post from different places and your posts coming up like on top, so people could follow you and see your pictures. And I just like, when I came to Bali first time, I think like Bali for me is like kind of magical place where it all started. And really people just started following me. I spent like around two months in Bali, and I got first 30K of followers. And then people just started following more and more and more because I try to visit different destinations where people don't go in too often and to show like to open the map for people, you know. And then just like it's growing more and more. And after I tried to change, you know, different themes in my blog, because all the people, they try to choose something one, like, and everyone say you have to have a niche like fashion or travel or motherhood. But for me, I try to make it all at once. So like I travel, I'm a mom, like I do fashion, I go to fashion weeks, I do makeup, I talk about beauty, like I talk about like loving yourself, some motivation about you can live like you want to live, you can be free, you can travel, try to motivate people and to show that everything is possible in this life.
Well, your page is certainly fun to look at. Like, there's a lot of beautiful photos there, but so many people might go viral once, or they might get a photo that gets like 200 likes, 300 likes. But how do you become a paid content creator? Like, what's that line where it's like, okay, now I can do this full time? Because it sounds like you left and to travel because that was your thing, but it wasn't paying the bills then. So how do you kind of become a full-time creator?
Actually, for me, I have different ways how I like become a paid person, because first I was a photographer. When I was 15 years old, I just asked my parents to give me a camera for my birthday and started to take pictures of everything. And maybe because I was a photographer, so I have, you know, this like eyes like which can see like, okay, this is good, this is not good. And after I just like started to post what really I see, like, I want to show people the beauty of this world, because, you know, people live in a routine and sometimes we don't see even simple things like a sunset or some shape of clouds or anything. And I just wanted to show my view in it. And like different companies, brands, like everyone now needs content, like, you know, and the picture, you know, like the cafe, the restaurant, or if it's a shop, or if a company who make reconstruction, I don't know, everyone needs content. And I just like, you know, prevent the trend that the content on mobile phone will be super popular. And I created my first online course. It was like online lesson, which was like 3 or 4 hours. And I just teach people how to make beautiful content with your phone. So the first thing where I got a lot of money, it was this one. So yeah, like I had, you know, I had this lesson every weekend and I got like 1,000, 2,000 students every weekend. So it was really a lot. And after, just because many people know about me, different companies, like these people work in different companies, brands, they just come to me and said, Jana, can you create for me this content? And we were just discussed the price, the like how many pictures I'm going to do, where I'm going to do. And as I was traveling a lot, for Russian people from small towns, it was like super like seldom, or like you could see hardly ever the person who travels so much as me even now. And they just ordered like many beautiful content from me, and now I work with the best hotels all over the world, like in the best destinations like Dubai, Maldives. Recently we had collaboration with Royal Atlantis. Yeah. And they like offered me like some complimentary nights and experience for just beautiful content. And also I used to work with Ministry of Tourism of Dubai, and like they also like do like a paid job for that. So it's really
amazing,
cool
to see how the road goes.
Yeah. So you talked about that you've built your follower base from across the globe. You were going and posting pictures from Iceland, Bali. Like, how do you stay connected with your fans from like all of these locations?
You know, internet.
This thing. Yeah.
And also, actually, I'm like a super, you know, like loyal blogger, and I talk to all my followers. Like, I have direct messages, and I try like to check it every day and to reply as many messages as I can. Of course, I have like two managers who help me, because it's not possible to reply 5,000 messages per day. But people know that I'm very loyal, that I'm going to reply. Or if they ask me some questions, I really like want to help people, you know. And if they have a problems, I try to help them to solve it or to motivate it. And actually, when you see the mood of your direct messages, you can just pick the needed themes in your stories. So we do like storytellings about different topics, and people just find, you know, support in it in my blog.
Have you ever received criticism or backlash for something that you've posted?
It's like bad reviews. Yeah.
Negative comments.
Negative comments. Like, of course I have haters, but haters gonna hate. I'm not like $100 to be liked by everyone, so it's okay. Actually, I've got too much hate from my childhood, because I always was like the bright person, if you know what I mean. Like, I always want to be someone, not like everyone. And even in a kids' garden or at school, I was like a superstar. So every time, you know, when you're different, you will get this hate, and it's okay. Of
so
course,
you
I get
feel
it.
Like you felt hate from that age, and do you have advice for pushing back on it, or it's something that you just feel like that you've always been able to kind of you've always been able to deal with it, or do you have advice for dealing with it?
Actually, I think the people who tell you something bad, it just means that something bad in themselves. So it's the things that they have inside. For example, if I don't have bad things or thoughts about anyone, or I try to think positively, or I think about only good things in life which can help me, my family and my friends to be happier. So I never do negative, you know, to other people. And if the person, like, I don't know, maybe he's or she's unhappy, or she's bored, or she's poor, so she just try to, you know, like, speak out. But I suggest not just to listen to these people, because it's not the person who can give you some good advice in life, and it just, like, their mind, what they have inside, so...
So interesting, because, you know, we know social media is such a challenging place.
Yeah.
Do you ever struggle with what you see on social media? Do you have certain positive mantras that you tell yourself to maintain a positive life, which you clearly have?
Actually, I don't do meditations or any mantras, but, you know, I just know that I'm going to be successful, I'm going to be rich and stuff like that. And I'm just sure in myself, because I know that everything is possible. And of course, social media, you know, it's not so real as, like, very often people try to show us, because I'm in this sphere and I know so many bloggers, so many influencers from Russia, from different countries, not only Russia. And I see how people try to be better in social media than they really are. And this is a big problem, I think, because I know many people, like, who come into me as a student and they ask, Yana, like, if to see in social media, everyone is so rich, so happy, they have all families, like, what do I do wrong? Because not everyone can come to these purposes very soon. But, you know, I suggest people not to believe everyone they see, and just try to think and analyze the things that they show. Like, if the person tell you, okay, guys, today I earn like $1 million, but this person, like, wearing just like simple clothes, they don't have apartment, they travel economy class and things like that, because I know many rich people, and nobody gonna, like, travel, you know, to long destinations economy. Or all these people try, if they have a lot of money, they try to invest, they try to spend their money on, like, different purposes. I don't know, it could be different, but when you live this life, you can see if person lie or not. And actually, so many people who lie now, of course, I'm not like a person who's gonna, like, now show like this, yeah. But this is really is. And sometimes, you know, even me, if I know this information, I see some of my friends that say, okay, today I did $5 million. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so poor. I'm live, like, you know, I feel like uncomfortable. But I know what people feel who are not rich or who doesn't earn at all, like, some big amount of money. And I just suggest not to believe to everyone you see, and just try to analyze that everyone have your own life and your own speed, and just don't push up yourself. Just believe in you and don't, like, give up.
The reality is, it's not a reality.
Yes.
Talking about Dubai, like, why do you think that so many creators come to Dubai?
I think because this is the city which full of opportunities, and also people here, they coming from all over the world, from different parts, different countries, different cities with different cultures. And Dubai is like a place which can help you to feel here as a home, because nobody gonna show you, oh, this is like not like Russian or someone, like, I don't know, Chinese person, like, because you know, in some places you always feel uncomfortable. And here, as this is the place where all the people come in from all the world, you feel like you live here, I don't know, you feel like a family. And people here are more open-minded, they're more friendly. Even like yesterday I was on the event, and I just come, as I'm pregnant, you know, I always got a lot of attention, because, oh, what, how many months? Why you're not in the hospital? I said, it's okay, don't worry. And people are super, like, they want to help you, you know, because here is the system works, like, if you have some contacts, or if you can help someone, you will help. Or people, if they have, they will help you. And it's so easy and super fast to grow together. But not everywhere is like that. In Europe, for example, in Paris, mostly people are like, so, you know, I don't know this word in English, but they not so not mean, but they will never, you know, oh Jana, you're so nice, let's go, I will introduce you to these, I will give you contacts of these, because it's super difficult in Russia as well, because even in Russia everyone is Russians, people don't want to help each other, you know, even friends, they're like, no, if I achieve it, you should achieve it on your own. I'm like, why just you cannot share me a contact, you know? Mm-hmm. Because, for example, I used to work with like 35 hotels in Maldives, like as a collaboration. And some people come to me.
What's contact you can share with us?
Yeah, of course. Like I have a list of contacts, for example. And if some bloggers like coming to me like, Jana, I've seen you've been there. Can you share with me? I said, of course, please. It's all for you. Like I'm not a mean person. And I think the more you give, the more you get, you know? And people here understand that, because even international bloggers who I meet here, they're so nice to me. They always like come. They always want to help you, to support you. And I think this one, the first reason, and the second, of course, the place, because so many beautiful places, restaurants, every time something new, museums, desert, seven kinds of sand, you know, for pictures, different beaches. And properties, and Dubai is really cool for design. And actually, the restaurant which I opening in Bali, I try to like to see some Dubai place, beach clubs, and to move it a little bit to Bali. Of course, not so luxurious because in Bali, you know, it's different vibe. But some details that I wanted to take from here, like service, and the details of the interior, I try to move it to Bali.
I love that because until recently, Dubai was full of restaurants coming here and we were taking restaurants from other places, and now we have so many cool homegrown concepts that you're looking abroad. So what is the process like to set up a restaurant in Bali, and why don't you bring the brand here?
Actually, it's very hard because, you know, restaurant, I think it's the most difficult business I've ever like did. And this is my first experience in the restaurants, but I try to do my best because I take many lessons, consultations from different people who already have a restaurant. And the first thing that I don't have, I think, so much money now to open it in Dubai, because at least it should be, I think, like maybe $5 million. And I don't want to open something, you know, like a small cafe to start from something. If I want to do something, I want to do it in the best way, as always. It's like, I live like that, you know, like it's like some of my principles. And in Bali, actually, the prices are not so high as in Dubai. And also now the Bali, it's not so overpriced, you know. Here the properties, even now, because I've heard that you talked about investments, like I bought here apartment when it was COVID. So it was super cheap. Now this like five times more expensive. And in Bali still, it's growing very fast. But still, you can find something good with a cheaper price, and then it's going to grow very fast. For example, if you buy a villa or rent land, because you cannot buy it for like for whole life. And Bali, I don't know, because I live between Bali and Dubai. My baby lives in Bali, the first one. So he lives with father and with the nanny. And I just try to travel 2 weeks in Dubai, 2 weeks in Bali, because I like the vibe. I like the people also, they're all super open to the world and to other people. But here I have my career, you know, because here you can meet the exact people that you need, the PR, the TV, the radio, I don't know, different magazines and fashion shows and people from all the industries I need. But in Bali, it's not so popular. It's still like a little bit wild.
Interesting. Well, you've got a lot going on. Before you leave us today, we want to play a quick game with you, if that's okay. We want to do fashion hot or not. So we're just going to name a couple of things. If you think they're hot, you say they're hot. And if they're not, they get the buzzer.
If I think they're hot, I say hot. Okay.
And if they're not,
I press. Okay.
Press the buzzer. Okay, this is Fashion Edition Hot or Not with Jana Levenseva. Do you want to kick it off?
Sure. Crocs.
Crocs? Mm. Yes. It's good. I like it.
Crocs with socks?
No, for me not.
All right. Couples tattoos. So like matching tattoo with your partner.
For me, no.
Why not?
Why? Actually, I'm not a tattoo lover. I don't have any tattoos, but my boyfriend has a lot. But I'm just, it's not just for me, but maybe for someone it's good.
Fake tan.
What is it?
Fake tan. A fake tan.
Ah, fake.
Yeah.
No.
biker shorts.
biker shorts.
Really?
Not for me, you know, because I tried to tone me.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Hair extensions.
She's natural. She goes through a natural look. Okay, finally, cute one. Matching family outfits. What is hot?
I like the style, but not when, you know, like you see the family and they all wear in like t-shirts with bananas and the mom and the baby. But if it just match like the color or the style, like, I don't know, now it's like popular, what to say, like old money, and they all like look super stylish. It's okay, but not like some families on GBR.
I see what you mean. I see what you're saying. Okay, guys, this is all we have time for. If people want to get in touch with you, if they want to reach out,
of course.
How can they, she responds to her DMs.
I respond,
even if she's giving 5,000 a
day. Of course, I will be happy.
How can they find you?
Jana Levenseva in Instagram, so I think you have it already. We'll be happy to talk to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Guys, that is it for our Friday show. We're back with you on Monday morning. Have a brilliant, busy weekend, and we'll see you then. Thank you very much, Jana. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.